Madison Lighthouse. It's 819, and Las Cruces is growing all the time. And that means we need more infrastructure to handle the increased population and the new areas that are under construction. And we could always use more amenities in our town, but we got to pay for it. Here to explain the general obligation bond, the projects in it, the amendments to it, and how exactly it works is Mayor Ken Miyagishima. Welcome back to 101 Gold. Been a while, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, well, thank you. Good morning, Casey. Good morning to you and your listeners. Now, it has been a while, so but thank you for inviting me.
I want to say first, congratulations on, I think this is the second time Las Cruces has been ranked way up there as a best-run city in America.
Well, it's actually been more than two, but that's okay. We've been ranked before in the top 25.
So what do you think the factors are that contribute to that?
Well, a lot of them, you know, the way the Wallet Hub likes to analyze it is based on our budget versus how many services that we are able to provide. You know, so when you take a look at it, you know, we do quite a bit. In fact, I'll never forget years ago, there was a magazine that came out and they were highlighting Las Cruces and they summed it up with one word. They said, this is a small town with big city amenities. And I thought, you know, they're right. I mean, from the performing arts to the different things that we have going on here in the city, to the plaza, to, you know, the city hall, or aquatic center. You know, we're going to be having an Olympic-sized swimming pool here soon.
That's not an item on the GO bond,
though. No, that's
not. Is that already paid for?
It's we took out the loan for it already.
All right. So when we talk about funding for projects, we're talking about, in this case, property owners in the city limits of Las Cruces being asked to pay different amounts depending upon what people vote for. There are how many items on the ballot?
There are four items on the ballot. It's for a total of $35.6 million. So there's, I'll do the four breakdowns. First one is $16.9 million for new parks and sports facilities.
How many facilities would that be?
Basically, what we're looking at is upgrading our Desert Trails Park, Hadley Complex, all those parks in that area, maybe adding more to the soccer fields like lighting and restrooms and concession stands. Unidad Park, if you haven't had a chance to see it, it needs to be redone. And then you've also got the sport court improvements. When you say sport court, you're looking, thinking basketball, a pickleball, tennis. And so we're looking at Metro Verde, Four Hills, Hill Rise, Cardone Park, Frank O'Brien Papen Park, Klein Park, Benavides Community Center. So those are those sport parks. And then we're looking to do East Mesa Public Recreation Center, which is going to be our land that we have at the corner of Sonoma Ranch Boulevard and Loman. We have about 200 acres that we could build 10-acre fields like baseball parks, soccer fields, football fields. So.
And are all of these things fully explained in all of the ballots that people receive in their mail?
No, they just get one question, $16.9 million for the parks and sports facilities. So that's why we're here today, kind of going over a little bit in detail as to what this is.
And what's the next item on the ballot?
Second one is going to be the $9.8 million for a new animal shelter. And so this is a shelter there that's currently, and if we did get the money, we would build the new one right next to it because we acquired the whole land now.
And you'd be able to continue to use that, the old facility and the new one as well, because it's really, we just need more space, right?
Well, yeah, right. So this first one was built, I believe, in 1982. So I was, I think, a sophomore at New Mexico State in 1982. So, and of course, the population wasn't what it is today. So with all these, with the population growth comes more animals.
And it's the city and the county. So we're looking at, you know, taking in animals all the time from all over the county.
And so this would just allow us to better care for the animals until we can find them a home. And at the same time, just put in some more different amenities that, you know, kind of takes care of our four-legged friends a little bit better.
And then the third bond issue?
That one's going to be $6.2 million for a new fire department, a fire station at 390 North Valley Drive, kind of across the street from Save Mart, which I'll just put in the plug for them. They're a great grocery store, locally owned. Having a little trouble right now with that construction going on.
Oh, yeah, the construction is rough on
but you know, hopefully they can find their way. We need to make sure to support them and all those businesses along that area. But nonetheless, it's across the street. That's where the fire station will be built.
Okay.
It's currently right there right now, but the other land that we have would be built next to it. And this one here was built in 1967. So I was a four-year-old at that time when it was built. And it's just really fallen apart. And it's something there that with that area growing like it is, we really need to have a more modern state-of-the-art facility to make sure that the fire department has what they need to put out fires, to take care of
to get to you as quickly as possible.
And so we're starting to see our fire departments have paramedics in them. So they're first responders. I mean, they can sometimes even beat our good friends at AMR to the scene. You know, they work together, so that's good.
Absolutely. And item number four?
That's $2.7 million for an additional walking trail. So I'm sure you've either seen or utilized the walking trail on Trevise. So that's about 5.2 miles, and so we have that. And we also have another one that runs parallel over there at La Llorona Park. And so we have those two that run north-south. We also have one that connects them on the north side that we recently did a few years ago. And so this one, the bond election, is to make that connection so it's a complete loop. So it would connect from Trevise on University all the way down to La Llorona Park. And that would make the complete loop around the city about 21 miles.
Ooh, almost a marathon.
That's what I was going to say. You could run five segments and have the Las Cruces Marathon.
So, right. Yeah. And so, again, you can vote on any one of these issues. Is anybody counting ballots? Have they been coming back already? And do we know how we're doing yet?
No, you don't know until because that could sway the election. But, you know, we need to make sure that if you haven't received your ballot, if you're still registered in the city, because I understand there probably are some return ballots that got mailed out and they're not there at that address anymore. So, you know, I believe you're still eligible to vote as long as you're registered. You may have had a different address, but nonetheless, it could be waiting for you there at the post office.
Do you think that folks will tend to look at, you know, what's going to impact my own community and, you know, give you yeses or noes? It's an interesting way that we're doing it with the mail. Is this done regularly in the city of Las Cruces?
No,
this
is a new rule that the state legislature put in, that any election that's not held on your typical November 1st, Tuesday of November, has to be a mail-in ballot. And they felt that this would be for two reasons. One, the participation rate they've seen in other communities or other states have tripled.
Wow.
And the second is the expense. It's a lot less expensive, you know, because even though they provide a self-addressed stamp envelope, it's still going to be cheaper than holding a city election.
Okay. Well, that's always nice to hear. Using our tax dollars wisely, let's talk about the impact on your property tax bill.
Okay. So for the average house, $100,000 home in Las Cruces, the assessment is $105 a year. So it comes out to about a little bit more than $8 a month, theoretically. But it's an investment, KC, because when you have these type of amenities here, it just makes the house values, in my opinion, tend to increase. So, you know, would you spend $107 to have your house values increased by $5,000? Probably. So, you know, these are the type of things that people want to see when they move here. You know, we do have a lot of people moving here. And so they're bringing with them young children, their families. And we want to have healthy parks for them to, you know, to have the lifestyle that they hope to have, or maybe they were coming from. And so when you add these with the other amenities we're looking to do ourselves internally, like I was telling you about the swimming pool, it really adds to a lot of things here, a lot of great quality of life amenities in Las Cruces.
All right. Mayor Ken Miyagishima and the general obligation bond, do you have a ballot? If you don't have a ballot, what do you do?
Check and see why you don't have one. If you're registered to vote, if you're not registered to vote, I'm sorry, it's too late. You know, maybe you can be with us in spirit.
Would that be through the county clerk's or the? Do you go to the city offices?
You would have to go to the county clerk's office. Mm-hmm. If you feel that you're registered to vote and you didn't get one, perhaps they can find out why you didn't receive it. They may be able to take care of it there.
Okay.
But if you're not registered to vote, it's a little bit too late.
And when is the last day to get it in?
21st of August. So if you feel that you receive it, like on the 18th, or let's just say hypothetically you misplaced it or kind of procrastinated, and it's the 18th or 19th, and you think, should I mail it in? No. Please walk it over to the clerk's office at 845 North Motel Boulevard, the Doña Ana County Clerk, not the city clerk. that way there that they can make sure your ballot is counted.
It feels weird to have to wait so long to find out, as people are voting and turning in their ballots, that we have to wait so long to find out.
Right.
But will we know by August 22nd?
No, by 10 o'clock on August 21st.
All right, very good. Well, thank you for coming in today.
Oh, sure, of course.
And if there are any additional questions, is there a place on the city website where we can find out that additional information?
Sure, you can go to www.clcbond.org.
clcbond.org. Okay, we'll see you again soon, Mayor Miyagishima.
Thank you.